actually petty. Radio on your stereo. Don't compare us to anything. This a different scenario. We break records while we pushing the culture forward. Great music and big vibes right in that order. Intellectually petty. Radio on your stereo. Don't compare us to anything. This a different scenario. We break records while we pushing the culture forward. Great music and big vibes right in that order.
And you are now tuned into another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio, brought to you by M3S3 Clothing. Men make moves and suckers stand still. And as always, on the mighty, mighty, mighty Nerd VJs Radio Network. Y'all already know, man, week after week, month after month, year after year, I only rock with legends. And today is absolutely no exception. We have the artistic director for the best youth choir in the history of vocal cords and the galaxy, the Detroit Youth Choir. We have Mr. Anthony White in the building. How you doing, King?
Hey, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. How's your family?
Oh, real good, man. You know, DYC and the young people are doing just fine. We are in graduation season. So, you know, some of our kids are leaving us, but the rest of our young people are ready for it.
Yeah. So what's the age requirements?
So the ages for the Detroit Youth Choir is 8 to 18. And also we have three choirs. So if you have a young person that, you know, that's not really understanding music quite well right now. Hold on, my screen. A young person that's not understanding music, we have Limelight Choir. And then you have the middle choir, which is center stage. And that's the choir where basically you have it, but you need some work. Okay. And then you have Prime Time, which is the choir that America is used to seeing, which is the big boys, the big girls and big boys.
Who decide, okay, I want to try out. My kid is a good singer. At least I think I want them to try out. How do they go about doing that? Like, what's the process?
Well, first of all, we have, we audition twice a year. And we're located, right there on the campus of Mary Grove Conservancy.
Okay.
On McNichols in Wyoming, in Detroit, Michigan. So if you have some young people that want to join, they come in, they audition, but depending on what their talent level is, because you have a lot of kids that can sing, but they don't know anything about music.
Right.
So you will put them either in Limelight or center stage. But if you have somebody to come in that's knowledgeable about music, that's already been in choirs around the city or whatever, you know, we'll put them in Prime Time. But Prime Time is a hard choir to get in, because you got to kind of know, you have to know everything pretty much to get into Prime Time.
Yo, those glasses are crazy, bro. Where you get those from?
Oh, these right here?
Yes.
Oh, man, these are Mr. White specials. Nah, I got them off one of those websites.
I'm like, man, I had to look at it a couple of times. Like, bro, is that two different shapes?
Yeah, you got the circle and then you got the square. I've been stopped on the street all day today saying, man, I love those glasses, man. Where you get them from? I'm telling everybody where I'm getting them from.
Yeah, that's pretty dope, man.
Wow. Man, a lot of people saying that, man. You know, I want to be different. I'm not the traditional choir director. I really love hip hop. I'm a hip hop fan. I like rock and roll music. I like alternative rock. I like classical. I like R&B. I like everything.
So is the choir singing all of those genres?
Yeah. You know, DYC, we do everything. We can take a hip hop song and flip it and make it something that you never even heard it before in your life. A lot of artists come to DYC and want us to sing background because we know how to arrange those vocals to make it the way it's supposed to sound. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you are Big Sean or somebody, they'll book DYC and they'll give us a song and we'll record the vocals, but it'll make the song just have a different life to it.
Yeah.
You know, for example, during the pandemic, Jermaine Dupri reached out. And really? I was like, is this the real Jermaine Dupri? It was the real JD. And he had an idea for a song that was something like We Are the World. And the name of the song is Change. Actually, it's on YouTube. You can pull it up. You can pull it up anytime you want. It's Jermaine Dupri Change. And DYC was the choir that was singing on the hook. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so we've been approached by a quite number of artists and different things. We're currently in talks with Skilla Baby right now to release a remix of our song called Poppin'. So
did not see that coming.
Yes, you didn't see that coming.
I did not see that coming. Skilla Baby, and a youth choir.
Detroit youth choir. And actually, he recorded it already. Right now, we're waiting on mix and master. How to, you know, how people just make it final. And once we get that, we'll be smooth to go.
Why, bro? What was your interest in a youth choir? Like when they came to you, you know, in the beginning, like what was the selling point?
Well, I'm a child of music. Actually, my parents wasn't really into that, but I was always intrigued about harmonies and music, you know, coming up in the city of Detroit, man. And I couldn't live without music, man. I mean, all the way from Outkast, Biggie, Tupac, all the way to the music that's out now, man. Drake, Outkast is one of my favorite groups of the 90s. Tupac, all of that. I kind of put all of that in choir directing, you know. So when I was afforded the opportunity to work with the Detroit Youth Choir, I went on ahead and took it over, and everything you guys see right now is an embodiment of what I've been doing for the last 25 plus years.
Yo, and I'm sorry, but if you could hear this fucking noise, man. So excuse my language. My neighbor is such a jerk, man.
Like, what they doing? Playing the guitar or something?
No, he's like cutting his grass or something. It's like dude is 800 years old and can barely hold on the story.
they don't know what people be doing in their homes, man.
Yo, I didn't realize like the reach that the Detroit Youth Choir has until I posted the flyer. And matter of fact, a friend of mine, Koya, she was like, oh yeah, I went to Mary Grove with him. Like I've been getting that since, you know, we put the flyer out. Like, bro, what are you doing that these many people like really rock with you?
Man, look, DYC is the choir for the people. I want DYC to be I want the Detroit Youth Choir to be like Trick Trick is to Detroit. You know, they say you gotta go through Trick Trick to be announced that you're in the city. I want to be like that when it comes to choirs. So when a choir come through the city, man, I want them to come through the Detroit Youth Choir and say, hey, we're in town. Could you guys show us around? You know, stuff like that. I want us to be the choir for America, man. You know, these kids right here, man, we're ambassadors. They're ambassadors for the city and the state of Michigan. So I think, you know, I want people to appreciate us like that, you know?
And that's crazy you bring up Trick Trick, because I know his artist, Kid J, did a song with y'all.
Yeah, Kid J. Kid J, he did the remix to Glory with us. And Glory actually went viral during COVID. And it was great to have Kid J on there, man. I love Kid J. That's my guy.
Yeah, that's definitely my guy, man. Shout out to his pops too, man.
Yeah, his pops, man. They really took to DYC when they met us. And one day we're gonna do another collaboration, but we've been so busy in our schedules are so busy as well. So you know.
So does DYC have an album of their own?
Yes. We actually have an album called Rock Spell. Rock Spell is an album that we did a few years back, and actually it won a Stella Award. In 2023, we won a Stella Award for Rock Spell. It's like an oldies but goodies record where we do like a lot of old school music, but we make it new school, you know, stuff like that. And then we also have a Christmas album out called Holiday With You. And we also have.
I hate to cut you off, but this is driving me crazy. Give me one second.
Oh, it's all good. Yeah.
My deepest apologies on that, but man, I didn't want the playback to be like, and that shit just drive me crazy.
Yeah, that's why it's good to cut grass during the day.
Oh my God, man, I got one neighbor, man. This dude just no job, no nothing, retired, and cuts his grass 72 times a week.
Wow. Yeah, that's how I be, man. That's how I be.
Oh my God, man. So. Who do you get your inspiration from?
My inspiration came from actually the Boys Choir of Harlem, which is an old choir from the from Harlem, New York. They really had a big impact on my life, and they're actually not a choir anymore, but the impact that they left on my life was very monumental, man. Everything that we do, we move like them, we perform like them to the 12th power, though. Everything that we do is like, you know, Boys Choir Harlem type. And if anybody's out there, look at the Boys Choir of Harlem and then look at the Detroit Youth Choir, how they used to walk around with they had a prestigious look to them. And that's how DYC is. We have a certain prestige to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when you see us on TV, you like, these kids about to kill it.
Yeah, and it just look classy.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and very well prepared. How much practice goes into a performance?
Well, let me put it out there right now. We're actually traveling to Africa next week, man, to perform.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, I'm taking the Primetime Choir over to Africa to perform in Nairobi. And I want to just shout out our sponsors. You have Delta. You have the Kresge Foundation. And also Gary Torgo with the Huntington Bank. And they all put in, man, to get us over there to Nairobi, Kenya, and I do not want to let these people down. So we're going next Tuesday through May 1st, and this will be the first time we actually traveled this far. I mean, we've been to New York, we've been to LA, we've been different places like that, but actually to go to Nairobi, man, we've been practicing a while for this. Matter of fact, Saturday we're really gonna pick up the pace with the practice. Because we leave Tuesday, we got to get in there.
Okay, so what exactly are y'all doing in Nairobi? Like, what's the itinerary, so to speak?
Well, first, it started off as us going to a choir festival.
Okay.
And that kind of fell through. So we got a new host over there. His name is Pastor Dennis. And big shout out to Pastor Alexander of the Rosedale Park Baptist Church. His friend over in Kenya actually stepped up and created a great itinerary for us, man. We're going to be performing all over the city. So it turned out that this trip, I think, is better planned than the trip before.
Okay.
You know, so we're going to do a great trip, man. And the thing that I want to see is our kids' faces when they step on Africa soil. That's big time.
Have you been to Africa before yourself?
Never been to Africa, man. No, never been to Africa. And
so what you looking forward to personally?
I just want to see, I'm doing this for the kids. So we're actually funding the whole trip along with those sponsors.
Okay.
So just to get our young people, I mean, people don't understand how glorious it is to see a young person learn from whence they came. You know, these young people came from, we came from Africa, man. So I want to take our young people back to the place where it all began. And I believe that they'll get a great culture shock to their soul when they step on the African soil. So that's what I'm really looking forward to. I want to taste some of the food over there. I want to get some of the food over there. I want to take in some of the sights over there. You know, I just want to make it a great experience for our young people too. So,
yo, that's a...
Yeah, but back to your question, DYC rehearse Monday through Wednesday and Saturdays.
So let me get this straight. You got a bunch of teenagers that's willing to commit that much of their lives to a choir.
Yes.
How?
I mean, look, check it out. Check this out. Look at all the stuff that we do. I mean, we've been on America's Got Talent 3 times. We came in second the first time. We came in the second time was virtually, and the third time we came in sixth place at AGT All-Stars, you know, and that was the one we did recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, wouldn't you want to be a part of something where you get to travel the world, you get to go to New York and LA, like random. And plus we have a Disney Plus show, and that's the biggest thing that we ever done, though, right there.
You got a what?
We have a Disney Plus show.
Break this down for me, because I did not know this one.
Yes. So we have a show on Disney Plus called Choir. And actually, if I bring up Disney Plus right now, it'll pop up. Let me see. Yeah. We're right on the same network as Marvel.
Yeah, I got Disney Plus. I know what you're talking about, bro.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy that a lot of Detroiters really don't know that we're rolling like that.
So let me ask you this.
We're right here. This is us right here.
Yo, that's insane, crazy,
right?
Bro.
Right there, with one of our alumni.
Okay.
And we have a 6-episode series. So you have 6 episodes pretty much describing what our organization is, kind of going backstage to some of our performances and getting to know who these young people really are. And that's what I really love about the choir series. And also, we have a scripted show in the works as well from Disney Plus. So we got a few things going on.
Let me ask you this. So for kids that can't sing,
yeah,
but are still interested in the choir,
right?
Are there roles for them behind the scenes?
Well, let's put it like this. Once you enter the realm of the Detroit Youth Choir, hold on, I'm kind of stuck. Okay. I think my internet. Once you enter the Detroit Youth Choir, we're going to make sure you get the scene. We're going to make sure you get the scene. Even though a lot of people that comes in, they don't really know how to sing at first, but we get them to that point. We get them to that point real quick because we do a lot of vocal warm-ups, a lot of, you know, vocalizing, and, you know, we teach vocal techniques. And remember, DYC is not a school. We are not DSA. We are not Renaissance. We are not CAS. We are a nonprofit youth organization that gives opportunities to young people in the performing arts. You know, so when people say, do you guys have a school? We like, no, we don't have a school, but we'll get your kids to where they got to go.
I mean, but, you know, like, technically, no. But from a practical standpoint, like, yeah, you're teaching them, because when you spend that much time with anyone, let alone kids,
yeah,
you're a big part of who they are as a person and their growth.
Yeah, we are. We definitely are. You know, a lot of people come into our organization, man, and take us for granted. You know, they think that we're nice and all of that. Man, listen, we work so hard. Our staff, we have a great staff. They work so hard in making our kids presentable. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I mean, think about it. We're taking kids straight off the street. Straight off the street of Detroit. And yeah. And we're putting them on large stages. That's a big thing, man. That's why people ask me every day, like, how do you do this, Mr. White? How do you do it? What type of funding are you getting and things like that? Yeah, we get funding, but most of everything that we do come from the heart. In the soul, you know?
I couldn't do it, bro.
I know.
It's too many moving parts that are interdependent on the kindness of strangers.
It is. And, you know, I look at it as, this is what I was put here for. You know, this is my life's work. So I don't even look at it as a job. I look at it as I'm giving back to my community, and this is how I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Most heartbreaking story.
With the Detroit Youth Choir, the most heartbreaking thing is I think that we're not getting enough respect from the funders, you know, in our area, because we accomplish so much, but yet we get so little. Like, it's no reason why the Detroit Youth Choir should be asking people for money. It should be just flowing. You know what I'm saying? But we constantly got to ask people. We have to, we always have to write letters. We have to do this. We got to do that to get funding. And it's kind of heartbreaking because the amount of, like you said, the amount of time that we put into these young people, it goes beyond, you know, what the funding is, you know?
Yeah. So, and I can't imagine, like, some of the stories that some of these kids have.
Oh, man. You have some young people who mother pass, who father pass, especially during the COVID era, COVID era. A lot of our kids' parents perished because of underlining elements that made them pass on. But they're stronger than ever. They came out the ashes because guess what? They had DYC. They had the Detroit Youth Choir, and we would not let them rest. We would not. During COVID was our best time because we did Glory. We did a lot of projects. We did a few travel performances. We did a lot of stuff. And I just want the city of Detroit, man, to know that we put in that work, man. We work hard. You know, it for example, if I put if I fill out a grant for something for our organization, it gets turned down. Why it get turned down, I have no idea. Because we pretty much have all the elements to get grant money. But they turn us down, man. We've been on national TV multiple times. We just did the Good Morning America talking about our story. And we also have the Disney Plus show. And you would think people would be reaching out, and they really not reaching out like that. So
to me, you know what it is, though? Success is a gift and a curse. And because you got the Disney show,
right?
People automatically assume y'all got the bag.
No way, man. We don't have the bag. we fighting for that bag every day. We fighting because we get texts everywhere we go. Nobody's giving us anything for free. Nobody. I'm doing something. We're doing something with Savvy Sliders on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm going to feed our kids during their lunchtime rehearsal. And I would think that Savvy Sliders like, hey man, it's on us. They're not doing that. I gotta pay half something. But people say they love the kids, man, but they don't really love the kids like that.
I mean, but it's Savvy Sliders. I've never heard of Savvy Sliders. Shout out to them for paying half. So it's gotta be somebody else out there.
Savvy Sliders? Oh
no.
You heard of Happy's Pizza, right?
Yes.
Happy's Pizza is a cousin to Savvy's. So Savvy's do the hamburgers and stuff, mm-hmm. and Happy's do the pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, nobody gives us anything free. Nobody just says to DYC, it's on the house. Nobody says it's on the house. Even with our Nairobi Africa trip, we're paying a lot of money to travel. It costs a lot of money.
Because how many kids you taking?
We're taking 34 kids, and we're taking 13, 14 chaperones?
Oh, good Lord.
So you talking about...
Like 50, 60 people.
Yeah, 50. A little bit under 50. And then we're taking a separate group of friends and family. So that's about 20-something people right there. So you're looking at about maybe 69 people.
Friends?
Yeah.
How friends get in?
I don't know. People that want to just go to Africa. when you say Africa, everybody antennas went up.
Yeah.
They like, oh, man. It's an opportunity to go to Africa. Wow. You know, so, you know, we're allowing outsiders and family members to come because, you know, they want to see DYC perform over there in Africa, you know.
You better get on YouTube.
For some reason, they want to come. They want to support. They want to come to our performances over there, which is fine. We make everything kind of easy for our parents, you know, except for when it's time to like sell the tickets for our shows. We have a couple of shows coming up as well. We can get into that too.
Yeah. Well, tell me where they at? Where your shows at?
So we have a show that the choir that's traveling primetime, they having the show at the Music Hall. June 2nd at the Music Hall, and it's going to be at 7 p.m. And tickets are on sale now on Ticketmaster, and actually they can go to our website and purchase the tickets as well. And then our other two choirs, they have a combined show June 22nd and 23rd at the Hawk Theater in Farmington Hills. And that one is featuring Dej Loaf, the rapper.
Really?
Yep, Dej Loaf and a local gospel choir director by the name of Michael Fletcher. He's going to make an appearance. And we're basically doing Detroit music on that show. But the June 2nd show at the Music Hall, mm-hmm. that's going to be like a DYC, the history of DYC concert, pretty much.
Yo, that's pretty dope. How much are the tickets for the second?
$30. That's it.
Yeah, I think I'll probably buy a couple and give a couple away.
Yeah, man. Do go on Ticketmaster, get a couple. And we're also doing groups 10 or more. Mm-hmm. They have a discount code, but they have to be invited. You know, if you're going to do 10 or more, you got to be invited. It's a discount code with half off.
What high school did you go to?
I personally went to St. Martin de Porres High School, right?
Oh, you, here you, in the city. You rich, huh?
No. You know, the crazy thing about St. Martin, man, it was just a public school with a private school name. I learned a lot there. But I really wanted to go to a DPS school. I really wanted to go.
I started out at Cass.
Okay.
I made it a year. And the biggest mistake, uh-huh. my mother allowed me to decide to go to Ford.
Oh, Henry Ford. Okay.
Yeah. Which wow. was, yeah, you know, looking back.
Yeah.
You know, Cass was just, it prepared you so much more than Ford. For life.
Yeah. Henry Ford, a cool high school, but, you know, a lot of people left St. Martin de Porres and went there when mm-hmm. they, you know, when they had to. Like Mumford and St. Martin de Porres, you know?
Yeah, Mumford is trash, though, man. I'm just going to put that out there. Like,
hey, I ain't saying nothing.
I am. Y'all be mad at me. Y'all know it. Whoever went to Mumford. Y'all know y'all got a subpar education of subpar educations. You know, it was Mumford and then Kettering.
Man, I'm looking at how these young people are in school, man. They're not teaching them the way we were taught. You know, the way we came up, man, we had speech class, we had cursive writing, all that stuff is gone.
It's not needed, though.
It's not, but it kind of added to what I do. Like, who would ever think I'd be on the stage talking to Terry Crews? And trust me, I didn't know what I was doing. But my high school and college education kicked in, and I was able to just speak to famous people that mm-hmm. didn't know me from Adam. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Terry Crews as well. He's a friend of the family. We call him Uncle Terry because, you know, he hit that golden buzzer for us. And we really appreciate him for that.
Interesting cat. I'll leave that one at that.
Yeah.
Polarizing, to say the least.
He's an interesting guy, man. But the thing about it, what I like about him, when he saw our young people, mm-hmm. he just admired how well we were dressed and how proper, you know, before we hit him with the hip hop, mm-hmm. you know, he was like, man, you guys remind me of me, man. You know, I come from Flint, Michigan, and I didn't even know he was born in Flint. I was about to say,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was born in Flint, man. And he made it from the bottom up. And Terry Crews is one of those guys that he's doing everything to stay on top by any means necessary. By any means necessary, he's doing everything to stay on top, man.
Gonna keep this PG.
Yeah, I mean, look. I know he been through some things in Hollywood, and I don't know his story like that, but when he saw us, man, he hit the golden buzzer and it changed our lives completely. It changed our lives.
So where is the Outkast medley?
What you mean? You talking about the
for the youth choir? Y'all got like a medley of Outkast songs?
Y'all no, we do have an Aaliyah. We have an Aaliyah medley though.
Do you
have an Aaliyah? Yeah, it's on our Instagram page, like way down at the bottom, kind of. But we do, we have those songs on there. Like the song that I'm trying to push out there is called Poppin'. It's the first single off of our new album that's coming called The City, where we pay homage to the city of Detroit. You know, we talk about some good issues, man, some great issues in this EP, and it's written by a guy by the name of Buddy. And Buddy is a great songwriter up under D Slate. He's our producer.
Okay.
And between the two of them, man, they got some fire coming from DYC. So, you know, be on the lookout.
When is it dropping?
We're trying to, man, we're trying to record these songs so fast. We looking for a summer release, possibly. And if we can't do a summer release, we're going to have to do it probably in the fall. But the name of the name of it is going to be called The City. And I want people to come in. I want people to stream it. I want people to download it, listen to it. We have Poppin' and Mama, We Made It so far. And we have four other songs that we did record already. But it's coming. It's coming, and it's going to come hard, too.
How do you decide who a lead singer is?
Well, I tell our young people that you have to be prepared. We have some kids that's always raising their hand. I'll do it, Mr. Lang. I'll do it. But they're not prepared. You know, if you're a soloist, you have to be prepared. I shouldn't have to say, okay, sing it this way. It should be already up here in the child's mind. So I pick the kids that I feel that's prepared.
Okay.
You know, and I'm more of a choir guy. I don't really care about the soloist too much. I love the choir sound. So if somebody wants to do a solo, I'd be like, hey, you just better be ready. You know, I just tell them you better be ready. Real, I mean, you better be ready. And they step up to the mic, man, and they take it to the bridge. And I'm telling you, I done seen some kids that made, you know, put tears in my eyes, man.
You know, how do you tell a kid no?
I say, thank you. You did great. Thank you. We'll come back to you. You know, that's all I say. You know,
that's cold.
We'll just say, hey, we'll give you, we was like, great try. You know, great try, man. You sound good, but maybe we can't use you for this song, maybe another song. I mean, I done had people ask me, like, man, how do you pick your rappers? How do you pick this? How do you pick that? And I'm like, man, we go off of who's well prepared. If you well prepared, go on ahead. That's yours. That's yours.
Biggest success story to come out of the choir.
Oh, well, we got some kids on Broadway.
Really?
Yeah, we have a few kids that's doing The Color Purple. That's doing, I think one of our girls did The Book of Mormon and different things like that on Broadway. But the biggest success stories, man, is when these kids get those degrees. That's what I cause success. You know, once you get those degrees, man, you done transcend it. You done transcend it. And a lot of our kids are graduating. And, you know, we have a few that go to cosmetology school. You know, they don't really want to, they don't really feel the choir life. I mean, the college life. So they go to cosmetology school, and I'm happy for them too, because they got some, look, they doing hair and they can sing and perform. That's true.
And low key, there's a lot of hairdressers that make way more money than people with 4 and 6 year degrees.
I know, man.
Especially in Detroit.
Oh, man. This is the mecca of hairstylists here, man. Every five minutes, my daughter is like, drop me off over here. I got to get my hair done. I got to do this. So I just make sure that she got what she needs, man. You know? Man.
What's fatherhood like for you?
Oh, well, my daughter is actually in the choir.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's in
our choir. How do you not show favoritism to your daughter?
Oh, no. She got to work. Oh. No. Yeah, my daughter, she has to work, man. And she's been working. She's been working hard like the other kids. And then, you know, some kids out-sing her, and she out-sings some kids. So I tell her right off the bat, hey, you didn't do that great in your audition, you know? So somebody else got it. You know, it's kind of hard sometimes, but she's a worker. She's a worker. Actually, she's in our docuseries when they show me, like, you know, with my family and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wife, my daughter, we always together in the docuseries, man. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool docuseries, man. It's real, real cool.
Yo, bro, I am a girl dad three times over.
Oh, yeah. Daughters are easy. Daughters are really easy to raise.
Yeah, but I don't have the ability to tell them no.
You don't?
No.
I tell my daughter no all the time.
Yeah, man, that ship is sailed. They all grown and got their own kids. Now, thank God, they don't ask me for anything now.
Right.
But like, I have never. I used to tell my ex, like, look, I'm not. I told her early on.
I'm not the bad guy.
I can't. I'm not about to whoop them. I'm not about to do this. Yeah. Like, that's your job. I'm sorry, but it's on you.
Yeah, and you know, I've been listening to it's a song called Daughters by John Mayer.
Okay.
Take a listen to that one day. It talks about how fathers have influence on their daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says in the song, it also says, mothers, be good to your daughters too.
Yeah.
So it's saying, dad, you have a big influence because you're the first boyfriend. You're the first whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it says, while all of that is going on, mothers, be good to your daughters too. And it's a great song, man. It's called Daughters. A very, very good song. I love like alternative rock like that, man. With messages like that.
John Mayer is pretty dope too.
John Mayer is the man. He stopped making CD, not CDs, but he stopped making music for a while. I guess he got a family or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. But he, like, his music has influence on how I teach. I love, I like Sam Smith. A lot of these artists, man, are very good artists. But the music that's out now, man, like, it's too raunchy for me. Very raunchy.
It.
You know?
You know what? And when I listen back to some of the 90s stuff.
Yeah.
It was raunchy too.
It was.
They hid the raunchy.
Especially
now, you know, when you become an adult and you start listening to like Jodeci, and she's like, okay, well, they was talking some wild stuff.
They were.
Or Cisco. The way they went about it was completely different. And nowadays, it's like just, there is no attempt to hide anything.
It's kind of wild, man. Like,
yeah.
Like, I was trying to teach. What's that song? I put it on my mama, on my hood. I look fly. I was trying
to. I like that song.
I like it, but if you listen to it, man, she cussing. She doing everything in that song. I'm like, I can't teach this. Like, what? She talking about bend it over backwards and da-da-da-da-da. I can't teach that to a choir, man.
No.
And then I was trying to teach the other one, SZA. What's that song? I can't lose when I'm with you.
Oh yeah,
I was trying to teach that, but if you listen to the lyrics, she talking about baby mama drama. Man, I'm like, how can somebody just make a simple song nowadays, man? Why can't they? Why they got to talk about baby mama dramas and all types of stuff, man?
Okay, that one I kind of get.
Yeah.
Yeah, not gonna lie, you know, it's you know, like we can't be like, well, NWA was just talking about what they saw,
yeah,
and then not hold that same energy for somebody talking about baby mama drama, because we have all seen that.
We have, and I can't teach that type of music to my choir, so I'm always trying to look for songs that has a wholesome. Even when I teach rock and roll stuff,
yeah.
You know, you ever heard the song Centuries? Mm-mm. You probably heard it, but you probably like turned the channel when you heard it. It goes, some legends are told, some turn to dust, turn to gold. But you
who sings that?
Fall Out Boy.
I may have actually heard that one.
It's a nice, man. We turned that into a nice choir song, man.
And I'm not mad at that, though.
It's jamming, too. I'm telling you, it's jamming.
I think that's the point of music.
Yes.
Like, music and math are unique in that you don't have to know the language.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't have to know the culture.
Yeah.
You don't have to know anything about the person to appreciate the words they put down.
Yeah, because if you listen to some of our America's Got Talent music, we turn thunder into a song that's powerful. Like Thunder by Imagine Dragons.
I've never heard that one.
It's the one that goes, thunder, feel the thunder, lightning and the thunder, like that. And then we took Hey Look Ma, I Made It. Hey, look, Ma, I made it.
Yeah, I fucked with that.
I've heard that one. We took that song and made it into a nice choir song. We also took a lot of like Broadway music, man, and made it pop. I mean, we made it pop.
I want to hear some Guns N' Roses.
Oh, we did. What's the song?
Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah, we did that.
That? Where is that at?
You got to look it up. YouTube, Detroit Youth Choir, Sweet Child of Mine. And it comes up.
I need to see that one. Because that's like,
yeah,
that video was phenomenal.
Yes.
I mean, I wasn't the biggest rock and roll fan, but that?
That was a nice song, man. That song was a beautiful song. But the thing about it, when they gave me that song to arrange, do you know the guitar solo? So I turned that guitar solo into voices. So I had the choir to go, and that's kind of what my staple is. Like, I'll take something in a song and put the vocals to it, you know, even if it's a guitar riff. And that's what makes DYC that's what makes us different from every other choir. Like,
how long does it take you to arrange a song, typically?
Not that long. What I'll do is I'll sit down with my music director. His name is Donnell Mosley.
Mm-hmm.
I sit down with him, and we listen to the song from beginning to end. And then I'll say, hey, man, why don't we go ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da. And then he was like, you know, he'll say something like, what you mean, like sopranos? Then I'll be like, no, let's do all three parts.
Mm-hmm.
And then when a person hear it, they'd be like, wow, dude, you made it, like, you made that guitar solo come out through your vocals.
Yeah.
And they asked me, how did you do that? I said, well, you kind of have to be Mr. White. you kind of have to be Mr. White to achieve these things. Because a lot of people don't look at music the way I do. You know, I look at music as a playground. And in each part of the playground, that's where I go play at. So I go play with the sopranos, you know, on the handlebars, the monkey bars. Then I go over to the slide with the altos. Then I go on the thing to go
I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
It's like a merry-go-round, right? Yeah. I'll go there with the tenor. So I have everybody doing something. And then everybody call me like, Mr. White, could I get that arrangement? I'd be like, nope. I'm like, if you pay, yeah. But nah, no way. No way, man.
Yo, well, one of these days I'll be able to afford a DYC intro for Intellectually Petty Radio. That would just be
dope. Oh, yeah, we do jingles too.
That would be fire. If people want to get in touch with you, how do they go about doing that?
Well, if you want to get in touch with the Detroit Youth Choir, please go to our website. Please visit our website at DetroitYouthChoir.org. DetroitYouthChoir.org. And they can hit all of our social media. The @ DYC official.
Yo, this has been a complete honor.
Thank you.
Shout out to Rita for putting this together, man.
She's great.
Rita's so dope.
She's great.
Absolutely, yeah. The GOAT. I don't know if I can ever do anything for you, but if there is something you can think of, please don't hesitate to let me know, and I got you.
Yeah, the only thing we need really from our community, man, is just put the word out, let people know when our shows are. I'll send the information to her, and maybe you can put it up on your social or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'll send her all of the flyers that we got coming. Yeah, man, DYC, we never gonna stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
Please don't. Yeah. Like the world needs you and the choir.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, man. You
thank you. I appreciate it, man.
We need more Mr. Whites.
Yes. And the thing about it, we're looking to do some satellite choirs around the country. Mm-hmm. And then come together as one voice somewhere in the middle. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully we can get that going, man. You know. But the thing about it is you have to find people dedicated like I am.
Yeah.
And I'm a very dedicated guy.
So. Ain't too many Jordans out there, bro.
I know. Yeah.
Sorry to break the news to you. I've been trying
all these years, man, and now I think people starting to listen to what we have to say and what we're doing. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't easy, man. Doing the right thing is a journey.
It ain't.
Trust me, I know.
It is not easy, brother.
On that note, man, I'm going to let you get out of here. You have a phenomenal evening on purpose. I can't possibly thank you enough, bro. But I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, man. Intellectually Petty Radio 2024.
That's what's up. I like that. All right, man. You have a good one.
All right, you too, brother. I'll see you in a minute.
Peace. All right. Y'all already know, man. This is Jobs. This has been another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio. And we not messing around in 2024. Yo, legendary. Oh, and since I'm at the legendary stance, yo, what date is that? Let me make sure I got this right. April the 24th, which is next Wednesday, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib will be on the show. Just throwing that out there. Anyway, y'all have a dope day on purpose. I'm out.